This is WCWP, Brookville. Public radio that rocks. On the air, 88.1 FM. Online, WCWP.org. And on the go, the WCWP app.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Minnie Riperton's 1970 debut record, Come to My Garden, featured the song Les Fleurs in plural form. The pianist on the Come to My Garden sessions was Ramsey Lewis, and his 1983 version is First to Blossom from the Soil Tonight, Les Fleurs.
Hi, I'm Bernie Bernard. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Bernie. That was the Squares take on the Paul Williams and Roger Nichols composition, I Won't Last a Day Without You, found on the Squares' 1978 debut, Lucky Summer Lady, 6 years out from its appearance on the Carpenters album, A Song for You. Richard and Karen Carpenter's version of I Won't Last a Day Without You was a single in the UK in September 72, 3 months after A Song for You was released, but it wasn't a single in the US until March 74. Shiro Sagisu arranged the Square version and played arp and or Roland string ensemble. Masahiro Ando was on lead guitar, Yuji Mukuriya on rhythm guitar, Yuji Nakamura on bass, Takeshi Ito on alto saxophone, Junko Miyagi on Rhodes piano, Michael Kawai on drums and percussion, including snare or equivalent electronic drums, with Kyohiko Semba on all other percussion. The Carpenters, Richard and Karen, to use their names again, were on A&M Records, the label of Herb Alpert and Jerry Moss, the A and the M in A&M. And before we heard a cover of a song by them, we heard Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass, as they were called at the time, not and the Tijuana Brass, with Numero Cinco from South of the Border in 1964. That was the time. The personnel presumably included Herb Alpert on trumpet, Julius Wechter on marimba, and Irvin Bud Coleman on acoustic guitar. I'm certain that Bud wrote Numero Cinco and that the set/show began with another cover, Ramsey Lewis's cover of Les Fleurs by Minnie Riperton, the title track to his 1983 album, Japanese, Spanish, and French, all in this one talk break. Minnie's husband, Richard Randolph, wrote Les Fleurs with Charles Stepney, later a writer/producer for Earth, Wind, and Fire. Maurice White was the drummer and Ramsey the pianist on Minnie's Les Fleurs and to My Garden, the album that it appeared on. These are all Chicago musicians, by the way. Ramsey's Les Fleurs was led by him on piano and Korg Poly 6 synthesizer with Bill Dickens on bass, Morris Jennings on drums and gong, Craig Williams on percussion with Les Fleurs arranger Tom 84 on additional keyboards and percussion. Speaking of the wind part of Earth, Wind, and Fire, we'll breeze into another segment with Cassiopeia next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
WCWP is underwritten by a pizza.org. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
I forgot to mention Maya Rudolph is the daughter of Richard Rudolph and Minnie Riperton. Fortunate Breeze is the Cassiopeia song recorded outside their native Japan in Honolulu, Hawaii. We had Michael Kawai and now we have Hawaii.
Hi, I'm WCWP alum John Zoni, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, John. That's David Benoit with his composition Southeast Quarter from Inner Motion in 1990. David's instruments for Southeast Quarter were Yamaha MIDI piano and keyboards, while Eric Marienthal was on soprano sax, Grant Geisman on guitar, Steve Bailey on fretless bass, David Dirge on drums, and percussion by Steve Foreman. The middle song was tonight's second title track, The Gift of Time by French violinist Jean-Luc Ponty from 1987. Said title track was a trio with embellishments. Rayford Griffin on drums and percussion, Baron Brown with an E at the end of Brown on bass, and Jean-Luc Ponty on violin and synclavier. He wrote every track on The Gift of Time. We started the set with another Japanese jazz fusion group. Who are Cassiopeia? Correct. Fortunate Breeze was their song from Answers in 1994, hence the Jeopardy motif. The writer of Fortunate Breeze was band member Issei Noro, heard on guitar. Minoru Mukaya was the keyboardist, Yoshihiro Naruse on bass, and Noriaki Kumagai on drums, with guest percussionist Michael Muldoon. American jazz fusion group Spyro Gyra lead off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
We all have that one song.
Or go to WCWP.org.
Hi, this is Tom Schumann of Spyro Gyra. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here are Tom and Spyro Gyra with Silk and Satin.
Hi, this is Bruce Leonard from The Rock Show. You're listening to my pal Mike Shimeri with Instrumental Invasion on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Bruce, that was Ken Navarro with 28 for Kristen, a compositional gift to his wife, Kristen, on their 28th wedding anniversary to close out Slow Dance in 2002. Do the math to figure out how long they've been married now. Ken played acoustic guitars and keyboards on 28, seemingly drawing inspiration from Lean On Me by Bill Withers, another 72 song. Dan LaMaestro was on piano and keyboards, Gary Granger on electric bass, Andre Blues Webb on drums, and Kevin Prince with percussion. Before that, Spyro Gyra opened their 1999 CD, Got the Magic, with Silk and Satin, written and produced by guitarist Chuck Lowe. That was all he did. Julio Fernandez played electric guitar a la Chuck, with Jay Bekenstein on alto sax and assistant producing with Chuck, Tom Schumann on piano and keyboards, Scott Ambush on acoustic bass, and Joel Rosenblatt on drums. The guests were percussionist David Charles and the No Sweat Horns, Scott Kreitzer on saxophone plus solo flute, Randy Andos on trombone, and Barry Danielian on trumpet and flugelhorn. One was Silk and the other Satin. No, that's not true. Taking us into hour two, Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band with title track number 3, Act Your Age. Good advice.
This is WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station, serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond, WCWP.org.
It's hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, and hour one ended with Act Your Age by Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, the third title track of the evening from 2008. Act Your Age, the song, featured Eric Marienthal on alto sax after soprano on Southeast Quarter and Nathan East on bass. Gordon was the writer and arranger, playing keyboards on Act Your Age. Andrew Sinewick played guitar. Bernie Dressel on drums, and percussion by Brad Dutz rounded out the rhythm section. As for the horn section, two other saxophonists in it were Jeff Driscoll and Brian Scanlon. The trombones included Andy Martin and Alex Isles, and the trumpets included Pete DeSiena and Wayne Bergeron. Alex and Wayne were part of Maynard Ferguson's big band. Hour two begins with title track number 4 by the three-person ensemble known as Jazz Funk Soul: Paul Jackson Jr., Everett Harp, and Jeff Lorber. This title track is For Cast, with an R-E, not U-R, though it is their fourth CD.
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextacy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Alexis, that was Roberto Restuccia with Lounge Cats, the fifth and final title track of the evening on a CD released April 14th, 2023. Save for Lafleur, the lead artist wrote all the title tracks, meaning Roberto wrote Lounge Cats, with cats spelled like the surname. Guitar was his instrument, Roberto's instrument. Greg Manning on keyboards, including organ, Andrew New on saxophones, Mel Brown without an E on bass, and Eric Valentine on drums. Speaking of Valentine's, what is this thing called love? Was the musical question covered by Steve Smith and Vital Information on their May 5th album, Time Flies. May 5th was Cinco de Mayo, which happened to be the name of a 1965 tune for Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. What Is This Thing Called Love was a 1929 pop song by Cole Porter for the musical Wake Up and Dream. Isn't that daydreaming? George Garzón was on tenor sax at the beginning of Vital Information's What Is This Thing Called Love, but otherwise Manuel Valera on piano and the arrangement, Yannick Guizdala on bass, and Steve Smith led the way on drums. And the set started with the fourth title track, Forecast by Jazz Funk Soul, released August 5th, 2022, exactly 9 months earlier. Member Jeff Lorber wrote Forecast and played piano, Rhodes piano, clavinet, Hammond B3 organ, rhythm guitar, and bass, helped on the last one by Mono Neon and Ben Shepard. The other two leaders of Jazz Funk Soul were Everett Harp on tenor sax throughout Forecast, the song, and Paul Jackson Jr. on lead and rhythm guitar. Paul took over for Chuck Loeb after Chuck's death in 2017, and the two were part of the Guitars Ensemble with Chiele Minucci. That's guitars with three Z's instead of an S. Gary Novak played drums on Forecast, with David Mann, not Manning, on horn section arrangement and performance. All of it. Darren Ron lowers the boom next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
All right, my children, Grandfather Rock is here.
Here at WCWP. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Track one on Darren Ron's Sonic Boom album is Deluxe, with a hyphen replacing the first D.
WCWP.
That Instrumental Invasion set was bookended by songs from 2016. Yellow Jackets had the second 2016 entry, Golden State, the first track, another of those, on Coherence. Golden State is the nickname for California, and three members of Yellow Jackets are on faculty at the Thornton School of Music within the University of Southern California, USC. Those members are Russell Ferrante, piano and keyboards for Golden State, Bob Mintzer, tenor sax and bass clarinet, and Will Kennedy, drums. Dane Alderson made his debut on bass guitar for Coherence, and Will Kennedy also played drums on the song before that, the George Benson Joey DeFrancesco version of Moon River from the All-Star 2010 CD, Lee Ritenour's Six String Theory. In Lee's words, is this a Lee Ritenour record? No. Is this a Lee Ritenour record? Yes. Six String Theory features Lee with various guitarists, including winners of his Six String Theory guitar competition. It was recorded at the now former A&M studios called Henson Recording Studios. Again, I make a Herb Alpert analogy because he and the Tijuana Brass covered Moon River in 69, written in the other half of the decade, 61, by Henry Mancini, music, and Johnny Mercer, lyrics, for the film Breakfast at Tiffany's, sung therein by Audrey Hepburn. Moon River became the theme for Andy Williams after recording a version in 62 and performing it at that year's Academy Awards, where the song won for Best Original Song, and it won Grammys for Record of the Year and Song of the Year. Last year, Andy's version was selected for preservation in the Library of Congress. George Benson arranged the Six String Theory version and played a Gibson L5 guitar, the kind Lee uses and Wes Montgomery used. Joey DeFrancesco was on organ and Will Kennedy again on drums. The first 2016 entry was by Darren Ron, Deluxe, the first track, still another of those, on Sonic Boom. That's D-L-U-X-E, and the D stands for Darren, who was already nicknamed D-Ron. D-Ron wrote and produced Deluxe, where he played tenor sax, like Bob Mincer, piano, keyboards, programming, and horn section saxes. He even arranged that horn section, filled out by his brother Jason on silk and trumpet and flugelhorn. Alan Hines was on guitar, Mel Brown in his second appearance on bass, and Terrell Martin on drums. Allison Brown plays banjo to lead off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Next.
Every Monday night at WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Inspired by the music of Antonio Carlos Jobim, it's Allison Brown with Ben Jobim.
Mike Shamari plays more music on 88.1 FM, WCWP.
Almost finished with this week's Instrumental Invasion. That was Nick Colleone, another Chicagoan, with What You Do to Me from Just Like That, which came out May 12th, 2023, a posthumous release for Nick. Nick was on lead electric guitar for What You Do to Me, Freddie Fox on rhythm guitars, Mel Brown in his third appearance on bass, Lester Estelle Jr. on drums, and What You Do to Me writer Michael Browning on piano, keyboards, and drum programming. I specified electric guitar for Nick and Freddie because the acoustic variety was heard before that on Banjo Beam by Allison Brown from On Banjo, coming out May 5th, the week before, Just Like That, and same day as Time Flies. Allison composed Banjo Beam on acoustic nylon string guitar, but played the melody on banjola, an all-wood banjo with a sound spot hole. So you heard those on Banjo Beam, getting its name from her inspiration, Antonio Carlos Tom Jobim. The M is silent. John Ragusa played alto flute on Banjo Beam, Chris Walters on piano, Gary West on bass, Jordan Perlson on drums and percussion, with Matt Coles on additional percussion, like Tom Tom, 84, heard at the start of the show with Ramsey Lewis. We end the show with Lewis Hayes and a cover of Ugetsu by drumming inspiration Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. Lewis's Ugetsu is on Exactly Right, released April 21st, 2023. It was 60 years ago, 1963, when Ugetsu, Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers Live at Birdland, was recorded and released. That's where I saw Yellow Jackets in 2016, by the way, Birdland Jazz Club. Ugetsu, composed by pianist Cedar Walton, is one of two tracks in the Jazz Messenger's Birdland set paying homage to Japan, home of Cassiopeia and the Square / T-Square. The other composition by bandmate Wayne Shorter was On the Ginza. The 2023 Lewis Hayes version was led by him on drums, like Art and like Steve Smith earlier this hour, Abraham Burton on tenor sax a la Wayne, David Hazeltine on piano a la Cedar, Desron Douglas on acoustic bass a la Reggie Workman, and Steve Nelson on vibraphone. There was no vibraphone on the original. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Again, the last song tonight is the Lewis Hayes version of Ugetsu. Matane. Bye-bye.